Shabbat Shalom. I'm not an activist. I'm not a hero. I've never gone to a protest or a march, not really. Not that I didn't agree with any, I just didn't feel the need to be there. Little old me wouldn't make a difference. But since that horrible Saturday morning, when at first we thought, oh, Hamas was at it again, then understood it was more, much more than that, so much more, I felt the need to... What? I don't know. With every passing hour, a new fresh hell was discovered. Not just thousands of rockets, but unthinkable, unimaginable slaughters, mutilations, rapes, kidnappings. And every few days, another fresh hell was revealed. Babies, beheadings, tortures. And lately, this viral TikTok, I can't. I began by trying to lift up my friends, my Israeli friends, first by asking how they were every day. And then just by sending silly emojis, because asking them again would only result in the same answers. And I didn't want to relieve my burden by burdening them with questions. It was hard for me and harder for them. Soon the news became more personal. The degrees of separation became smaller and smaller, getting closer. Colleagues from my summer fellowship were discovered murdered, a student too. Recently, a student of our previous youth director has also been counted among the missing. So many I know someone. That school in Eilat, hit by a drone, one of ours from my summer program. How do I go to the gym or have coffee or go away for my birthday when all this is going on? Then I gave money. It's not really my go-to either, but I sent money and more. Just didn't make me feel better. I felt like I was sitting Shiva, but also like a poser, because I wasn't, actually. Sai and I even talked about going early on, which of course would have been crazy, and we had responsibilities here. But still, that feeling of helplessness was deep and overwhelming. Then came the opportunity to host an Israeli family. That helped a lot, and I think it helped our community too. I finally focused on something other than the news and social media. Sai and I devoted ourselves to making them feel safe and giving them the space to decide what would be their next move. And after 2 weeks, when the immediate danger of being slaughtered, raped, or kidnapped was relatively gone, they went back. And once again, I was filled with a heaviness and a helplessness. So when this march was announced, I felt I had to go. Something in me felt it was important to be a part of the voice from America, telling Israelis and Jews around the world that we were paying attention and that we care. I was fortunate that my schedule was simple enough that I could leave easily. Not so for Sai and lots of other people I know. But as I found out once there and after, so many people from just about every circle I've ever been in, from my childhood school, camps I've been to or worked at, all over the country were coming. Both Jews and friends of Jews, by the busload. Was I worried about my personal safety? Maybe a little, mostly not. Marches are unpredictable. But from what I was seeing, pro-Israel marches were pretty peaceful. Unless someone was up close and personal to the opposition protesters and bullhorns were flying around, like in LA. For some reason, my perhaps naive gut was telling me this was not going to be an issue. I mean, it's DC. Security would be all-encompassing. I just knew I had to go. I had to do. Sitting and hoping and wishing was just not enough for me. I had to do. So I packed my bag, filled my car with gas, and drove down to DC to join my sister and her family who live nearby. There have been only two other occasions when my breath was taken away by the sheer number of Jews that were in my presence, other than just being in Israel. The first one was when I attended a Hadassah convention in LA. And the second one was when I attended a joint Nifty and BBYO event in Atlanta, both numbering around 2,000 Jewish people. This time, I was in the presence of almost 300,000 Jewish people, and it was breathtaking, powerful, exhilarating. As we approached the mall, a lump started filling in my throat, watching a huge wave of people carrying Israeli flags, slogans, and posters of the missing all around me. Soon became clear that we missed that memo about acquiring the coveted blue bracelet that would get us close to all of the speakers, so we decided to just camp in front of the Jumbotron where we could see everything just as well. It was weird. There was a sort of festive mood in the air, with smiling people taking selfies, singing all sorts of Jewish songs, and also some Jewish pop. But while it was exciting to be there, the reason why we had to be there was still devastating. There was an overwhelming feeling of gratitude that we could be there, awe at how many were there, and sadness that this was ever needed. Then came the speakers. Amazing 20-somethings were the MCs. They spoke bravely and indignantly about their own experiences of being Jewish and seeing anti-Semitism on their campuses as they introduced the speakers. We heard uplifting messages from Tova Feldshu and Deborah Messing, sympathetic words from Van Jones, wise words from Nathan Sharansky, supportive messages from Chuck Schumer and Chris Smith, as well as from other dignitaries and allies from various institutions. We heard from the amazing Isaac Herzog, Israel's most eloquent president, who told us we were here to stay. We heard from friends and families of the dead and missing and wondered how they had the strength to even just get up, let alone travel here. We chanted, "Bring them back," until we were hoarse. We cried when we sang Hatikva, and yes, of course, the Star Spangled Banner. We booed at stories of anti-Semitism, and we cheered at every message of love and support for Israel. We stood for over 5 hours in support of Israel, and especially in support of the families of the missing. And it was powerful, and it was emotional, and it was peaceful, and it was moving, and it was necessary, and maybe, just maybe, it was effective. I heard from my Israeli friends that they were impressed and felt supported to see this among all the ugliness of anti-Semitism around the world. So it was worth it. For over 5 hours, we stood and listened and were counted. But what did it mean exactly? For me, it brought to mind a passage from the Haggadah. Well, several actually, but the first one is this. Bechol dor vador chayav adam lirot et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. Shenemar, ve'igata levincha, lo ba'avur ze asa li b'tzeiti mimitzrayim. In every generation, we are obligated to see ourselves as if we ourselves came out of Egypt, as it is said, and you shall tell your child, it was not just for me that God took me out of Egypt. I can still see and hear my dad point his finger and tell us every Passover, see, I'm telling you, he would say. And so I'm telling you, you're not my children, they've already heard it every year too, but I'm here telling you, we must see ourselves as coming out of Egypt, out of slavery. Today, we must see ourselves as part of the Jewish community. What's killing me right now is that there's an element of our young community who are failing to see themselves as part of the Jewish community. This new viral TikTok is just another expression of such a depth of ignorance. It's as if they're the second son from the Haggadah, the one that asks, what is all this to you? To you, he says, taking himself out of the community. Somehow, they're only seeing the narrowest point of view of what's happening. This hurts us, and it hurts them too. For me, it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. It goes without saying that innocent residents of Gaza who are also victims of Hamas, are being caught in the middle and are suffering horrific losses. It is absolutely horrific that whole families are wiped out. They don't deserve that. That children and babies and the elderly and the infirm are dying as Israel does what it must to root out Hamas in self-defense because their victims who were killed, maimed, raped, mutilated, and kidnapped, they didn't deserve it. And if Israel doesn't defend itself, they will come again. They've said so. And the fact is that very simply put, in black and white, at the end of the day, it is a struggle between us being Israel, Jews, good, or them, Hamas, evil, not Gazan residents. Because it cannot be us and them. They won't have that. They want to wipe us off the face of the earth. And so, without all the nuance, it comes down to us or them. Because they will not allow us and them. And we will not just lie down. So the price is heavy. but it must be paid. Because if not, there is no us. That is not acceptable. Am I right? And these misinformed, misguided, I don't know what else, will not understand that. Some are forever lost to the dark side. And only God forbid when they themselves experience firsthand the consequences of their support for the wrong side, maybe then they will get it. Some, like the simple son, just need to be taught better. So what do we do? As it says in the Haggadah, "Bechol dor vador omdim aleinu lechaloteinu, v'kadosh baruch hu matzilenu miyadam." In every generation, they stand up to destroy us, but the Holy One, blessed be He, redeems us from their hands. These ancient words, unfortunately, still ring true today. But today, it will take more than faith in God to save us. So listen, I'm telling you, here's what we do. We got to do. We all got to do. Do belong to the community. Join a synagogue. Be active. And invite others to also, because together we can be strong. Do vote with Israel in mind. Let your representatives hear from you every time, because it counts. Do fight anti-Semitism with your feet and with your dollars. Know who's getting your money when you make donations and when you make your purchases. Do teach your children what it means to have a Jewish home. Do support Jewish causes and organizations like federations, because they will do when you may not be able to. P.S. This Sunday, it's Super Sunday. Wink, wink. Do impress upon your children that they belong to a Jewish community, and with that belonging comes a responsibility to support it. Do teach and practice Jewish pride. Do support Israel, even when she's not perfect. Do educate your children to keep asking questions and not swallow whole whatever social media viraling this week. Do make your kids go to college where there's a Jewish presence so they shouldn't be alone. Do celebrate all the Jewish holidays. They each mean something and they each will preserve our existence. Do travel to Israel and send your children as soon as you can. We plan to possibly over winter break. We gotta do, because no one will do for us. It's up to us. And last week, I did. Shabbat Shalom.